You told me about loafing at a cigar store and
that's
something.
Right. And the man is the boss of the Pistorelli of the north side. And he asked, this man asked him, Mr. Lewinsky, asked him if he could give me a job. He said, yes. So he said, you come down to my office, I'll give you a letter. So he gave me a letter, and I went over to Pistorelli, and the man that was hurt on the street there, they gave him a job to do the hiring. So he said, too short, too short, too short. So I walked out. A few days later, I met Mr. Flanagan. He said, you get the job? I said, no. So why not? Well, he said, the man didn't read your letter. He told me I was too short. He said, you go back over. He said, come on down to the office. So I went down the office with him, and he called him the son of a bitch and everything. He said, when I send a man over there with a letter, I want you to read it. He real liked this, Mr. Flanagan. So he looked over my questionnaire, application rather. He said, where it says nationality, I said, German. And under religion, I said, I'm a Jew. He said, you're not a German, you're a Jew. And I said, you're too dumb to know the difference between between religion and nationality. He said, you're a liar. I said, you son of a bitch, you're a bigger liar than I. Just like that. So he got red face and a red blue in the face. He took me upstairs to the main boss. Looked me over and he gave me a job. I was hired.
And what did you do?
I worked as a conductor.
And was it the first 5 years?
Yes, I was a regiment. 1970, 4 years after I was there, yeah.
And how long did you stay there?
13 years. Remember, he
said. Now, your salary with the street car was what?
It was 27 cents an hour. But when I quit, then during the war was 45. And a little later, we got 70 cents an hour. That's the highest I got. I worked very many hours. I worked in the office. The boss picked me for the office. First, I sold passes, streetcar passes at the Union Station. I collected about $5,000 in about an hour, selling passes to the public and to the streetcar. Mm-hmm. They used to carry during the First World War.
Duffel bag.
And I carried that money under there. It's one that I never got held up.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Mingo, after you finished being a streetcar conductor, what did you do then?
I started selling. I sold real cell clothes for a while, but in 1934, I believe it was, I went into selling sweepers.
Sweepers?
Yeah, from house to house.
For whom? For who was that?
Electrolux.
Electrolux.
Yeah.
So your life work has been a variety of...
Every.
All right. If you could live this part of your life over, what kind of work would you go into? If you could live the first 5 years...
Regardless, anything. Just so I could make a living. An honest living.
Yes.
And one thing you can mark in there, and I'm proud of my achievements, I'm not rich, but I never asked anybody for a dollar.
That's
important. I know a man came to 13, he was a millionaire, and I wouldn't trade with him.
Yeah.
This money doesn't mean that much. You got to have money. You got to live, you got to eat. You gotta have the show a respectable home. Doesn't have to be the best. But I never asked that much of life.
What schooling did you have in Pittsburgh? Did you go to school at all in Pittsburgh?
Only went about 6 months to the high school, the Pittsburgh Railway had a high school. And I couldn't attend very much, was in the evening, and I worked in the office that time for the Pittsburgh Railway. So I only got 2 nights a week. So about now.
Pittsburgh Railway, do you remember where the school was?
In New Central Bay, 435 6th Avenue.
6th Avenue.
Yeah.
And how did you learn to speak English?
When I ran on the elevator, a woman born here in this country, but she was German descent. And she, when I said something wrong, she corrected me. I couldn't say German.
Yeah.
Not German. German.
To write English, how did you learn to write?
I just picked it up. I was a nice letter in English. I was told by a woman not too long ago, about a year ago, that I speak very good English. There's only one word that bothers me, but weakly.
Yeah.
With a vowel. I
and
call it a vowel.
Yeah. How did your Gentile classmates treat you? Did you
very nice, very nice. Very nice, tell you nobody.
Did you see them socially?
Yes, some of them.
Did you go to Cater after you came to your after-school hour here in Pittsburgh?
No, never had much time to go. I was always busy working.
Did you like music?
Yes, I used to play a violin.
Did you go to any concerts?
No. Never had the time for it, to be honest.
Did you go to the Yiddish theater?
No, I don't think there was any at that time here.
Did you attend any lectures?
No.
Did you go to the library, the public library?
Okay. Yes.
Where?
I don't know what's that.
And what Pittsburgh newspaper did you read about?
The Post Gazette. And there was another one, the Leader. And the Press.
All the first 5 years?
Yeah.
When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
No.
No.
Not necessarily, no.
Did you change any of your religious practices during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
No.
Did you attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Where?
On the north side.
Where was that, you know?
On the Eastern Forum.
Pardon me?
East Street.
Yeah.
And Forum Street. Forlamd. Forum.
And what was it like?
Well, it's like a little synagogue in my hometown.
And how often did you go? Just occasionally?
Every time they had a chance to go, many times they called me communion. But in 39 years, they never gave me a lire because the lires were all sold. And the business people had more money than I had, and they overbid me all the time.
What is a lire?
To be called up front to say your prayers.
And did you always go to this synagogue?
Yeah, for 39 years.
In Northside? Very interesting. What's the name of it, sir?
Beth Israel.
Is it still there?
It sold right now. The roof fell in and they sold it.
And how many?
So long ago.
How many members?
Oh, I don't know. There wasn't too many members to us last because they all moved away to the hill, to the Squirrel Hill.
Did you carry on any observances in your home the first 5 years?
No, cousin? I did not.
Did you experience any change in health due to the climate or food the first 5 years?
No.
Did you get any medical service at all the first 5 years?
No.
What organization helped you get started, if any? In New York, did an organization help you get your first job?
No, nobody helped me. I had to go local newspaper.
And what were the organizations that you belonged to the first 5 years? Did you belong?
None.
No synagogue or the Talmud Torah, Zionist group, labor, socialist. Did you belong to some organizations that were set up to give charity the first 5 years? Where did you go to have a good time the first 5 years here in Pittsburgh?
I couldn't tell you, too. Oh, when I worked for the Pittsburgh Rabbi, we used to have dances once a month.
But no religious centers, Jewish centers. Did you participate in any sports at this time?
No.
Did you go to any sporting events?
I never had no, baseball.
First 5 years?
Yeah.
Did you know about the YMCA at all? Did you know anything about
that? No, YMCA? I did not.
Were there any local meeting places, cafes, political parties, or others? How did you meet people during the first 5 years?
Well, on the elevator. I worked on the elevator. That's about all.
But you didn't go to any special places at all. Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
Yeah, a lot of them. I make friends easy. Really.
Non-Jews and Jews?
Yeah.
Did any of these people that stayed your friends permanently? Did they remain your friends?
Yes.
Are they still living? You still see them?
Some of them, yes.
Anybody special that you would want to mention?
Not particularly, no.
Did you have family here in Pittsburgh? You did.
I was here. I was married before. This was my second wife.
Oh, no, but you did have family here in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And were you close with them socially? Did you see the wolf?
No, I did not. The wolves were family all at home. One of the daughters died here. She was 53 years old, or 56, I believe. She worked in the horse. And she died here a couple of weeks ago. I didn't even go to her funeral.
Uh-huh.
Because the youngest daughter got married here a few years ago. Everybody got an invitation by cars, you know, but she called us up about her getting married, invited us by telephone. And at the time, we made arrangements to go to Maryland to see my wife's sister. We stayed there 1 week, and 1 week we go to New York. So when we come back, we went there and we took a nice present, the Wheeler, instead of a Wheeler. She said she could have us for dinner sometime, we never heard of her. Just a miserable family, the lousiest family I ever heard. The Jewish people especially. There were three sisters, four, one died in childbirth. The other three are living and one brother. But they were always themselves. They never bothered with any of them. So I stood in a streetcar one time, and my cousin, well, it was my cousin's wife, actually was my mother's cousin, my second cousin's wife, stood beside me, never said hello. So I never bothered. We go to the temple, and she sits one side, I said, I've never thought.
Who did you celebrate Seder with? Or didn't you celebrate
Seder? I never said Seder. We're going to celebrate in a week or two now, this year, at the Y.
During these first 5 years, did you maintain any contact with people in Europe?
No. Oh, not a point 5 years.
Are you an American?
My parents.
Oh, you're...
My mother,
Your father was dead.
My father was dead. My mother was dead a half year after I came here, but I still got letters from her for a whole half year. And I almost died over that. One of the nice doctors stayed with me all night and all day. Yeah, very nice doctor. He had a whiskers like they was black. Snow White. He was nice that.
Are you an American citizen, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
And how did you become
a citizen? May 22.
May 22, 1922. Okay. So you waited 7-9 years.
Well, yes. Well, I had a, before that, 5 years before, you have to get your first paper.
Yes. And how did you get yours? Did you just go down to read?
I had somebody go in there.
You did?
Yeah.
When did you first vote?
What's that?
When did you first vote?
1922, as soon as I got my papers.
And what party did you go in?
Republican Party at first.
Why?
Well, because I thought it was the right thing to do.
And then later?
Later on, I registered under the Democratic Party, and I voted Democratic as long as President Roosevelt was in, but after that I voted Republican.
Were you ever active in any of these parties? Democrat or Republican? Were you ever active in them?
No.
When did you first meet the person that you married and how?
On the streetcar.
On the streetcar. That was your first wife?
Yeah.
How old were you when you married?
I was 22.
And your wife?
18. Or 19.
What was the marriage date?
November 28th. When was that? 19. Just a moment. I think it was 1980. That's right.
And
50 years ago.
So you knew each other how long?
Just for a while.
Like what? 6 months?
About a week or two.
Is that all?
But maybe say 3 weeks.
You were married in this country?
Yeah.
In Pittsburgh. And how long you knew each other was 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
If your marriage was not prearranged,
no.
Would it have been in Europe? Do you think in Europe your marriage would have been arranged?
Oh, I imagine.
Was your first wife in the same country?
She came from here. She was born in Pittsburgh.
Born in Pittsburgh.
She was Gentile.
So obviously, there's one of the questions here. What are your feelings about intermarriage? Obviously, you had none because you.
Well, I'll tell you. With the first wife, I thought it was nice, but I found out after 13 years it wasn't so good, and I got a divorce.
And you feel that your religion had something to do with it?
Yes, I think it had something to do with it. She was Lutheran, and I caught her in bed with my best man, and after I divorced her, she married another man. He died several years ago, 2 years ago in May. Then she turned around and married my best man, so she's married to the best man.
Who's also Jewish?
The comedy.
So also Jewish?
No, Gentile.
And your second wife?
She's Gentile.
Your second wife is Gentile,
yes,
also. And
she's more Jewish than Gentile.
Yes,
she worked with Jewish people for 32 years. Very nice. Everybody likes her. Get a lot of company.
And how long have you been married?
We have married 26 years.
Oh, you're married 26 years?
Yes.
Your feelings of intermarriage then are very good. You don't feel any objection.
Your wives.
Both of your wives have been Gentile.
Yes.
All right. Many young families and couples have trouble getting along with each other. Did you feel that your first 5 years of marriage, when you first married your first wife,
wasn't so good?
It wasn't so good.
No, because I even wrote a song. It seemed like love, but now I'm wise. It's cooperative.
Would you like to say it in here?
Well, can.
Would you like to wait a minute?
No, it's all right.
Yeah.
It seemed like love, but now I'm wise. It seemed like love. Just gonna have to think. I can't remember. I don't know. Seemed to me. But now I'm unto you, I'm wise. There was something about you that seemed to tell things in my eyes that seemed, in your eyes that seemed to spill. Just for a while it seemed so sweet. Then it seemed to make my life complete. It was your game, I realized. I'm unto you, I'm wise.
Very good.
Scapular.
Is it?
Yeah.
Very good.
But I don't have no copy left. My first wife destroyed it.
Who made this important decision in your home?
In the arrow?
Mm-hmm. No, in your first marriage.
She was the first.
In Europe, would it have been the same? If you had been in Europe, would it have been?
Oh, it would have been different.
If in Europe, it would have been different.
Would have been different.
You would have been the boss.
I'm sure.
What kind of schooling did your children receive?
Public school.
And how many children do you have?
Two.
With your first wife?
That's all. We don't have any.
All right. And how old are your children?
The girl, let's see. About 48, yeah. Ruth is 48.
Ruth is 48. And what was her last name?
Her name now is Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T.
And she's 48. And she has...
I'd say about 48, doesn't she?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Either
public,
48 or 49.
Yeah, my good.
Public school?
She went to Allegheny High School.
Allegheny High.
And you had a son?
Yeah.
And how old is he?
2 years younger.
What is his name? His name is?
Emil Eugene.
Pardon me?
Emil Eugene. E-M-I-L. E-M-I-L, you know, Emil.
Mankel.
He's 22.
And he's 46. And what education did he have?
Public school.
Same school?
I might have went to same school, huh?
I don't know.
No,
I don't think he went to high school. I think he went to East Street School.
Oh, did he?
I think he did.
Yeah.
And you don't know what they do now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The girl is married.
Yes.
She lives in, what is it, Allison Park?
I think they call it
Allison
Park.
Yeah.
Allison Park. And your daughter is not, is she a practicing Jew?
No.
No.
Neither one are.
Yeah.
I'm the Jew.
Father.
He didn't have to talk. All he had to do is look at us.
And you were much more lenient.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember having any problems in raising your children due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No, none whatsoever.
Well, we're finished, Mr. Minkle.
Is that all?
Yes, that's all.
Well, it went quick.
It certainly did, and I wanted to thank you.
10 o'clock. 11 o'clock.
Any significant stories that you think that happened to you either in Europe or here that you think we would like to have on the tape? Any real...
Not particularly, but I met this wife on the street there too.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
And the good Lord with patience, because she's wonderful. Everybody likes her. You go to the IKC, they just made me the vice president of the older people, age clan. I was born yesterday as the vice president, and she's a wonderful wife, everybody likes her. I broke down there talking. She had to help me out. But everybody likes her. We belong to the temple.
Oh, you belong to Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, we belong
there. Remember, we have the grave mothers in there.
Oh, at Westview Cemetery?
Yeah.
Oh, you do belong to Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, we joined about a year and half ago. When I was still working.
Yeah, about a year.
When I was still working, we joined there. But we don't want to pull out now. We were going to try, because, you know, it's a little bit high, the belongings, because when you're retired, it's a little bit thick.
Not too much.
Where did you work, Mrs. Mankle?
I worked at Federal Paper for 15 years. It's office work. I've done office work, and then I was laid off because of the strike, and then didn't get it back, so then Mr. Mankle isn't too well. So I figured we're going to retire and try to live a few years. Just live, watch our money, you know what I mean, and try to live and join the IKC and try to have a little bit of pleasure for a few years, because he's been pretty sick for a good many years, so that's what we're trying to do, you know. But you have to live pretty close, though, when you retire once, you know. But did you tell him about taking care of the Jewish organization building for 18 or 15 years?
Oh, no.
Are you still on?
I worked at the Labor Zionist building for 8 years.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And we didn't have to pay rent. I got $60 a month, and I made tips during the winter months, pretty good tips. And that money, we went to New York for a week, and 1 week to Maryland to assist. Yeah.
You've never been back to Germany?
No.
No.
I don't have no desire to go back. Yeah. No desire. It killed all my family, so well.
We think about going to Holland a couple of times, but he's afraid of flies. But that's, we would like to go there.
My niece.
She seems to be the only one. We have a niece in Philadelphia, but she writes so well, and a niece in Memphis. They write very poor writing. You know, but this one in Holland writes regular. Writes regular to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But, I want him to go to New Zealand.
Oh, you should go. I'm
afraid of flying.
I said we worked hard in together. I worked in the office, and he kept this building up with the Pioneer Women and the Institute. You know, they were in that building, And we worked for 8 years there. And I said, after all, we worked hard together. So the little we saved, and I was there.
Run so well.
No, we didn't do too bad there because we had no residence, so we really got going, you know. But, I said, I'd like to, he should enjoy something, because I have a big family, you know, myself. They're here, and if I want to see them, I don't have to go too far to see them. But for him, he had so little left. And this niece seems so nice when she writes to me. I said, I'm supposed to say it.
I think we've ended.
Yeah.
The last part of the tape, the third voice, is Mr. Minkle's wife, and I thought it would be interesting to keep her voice on the tape.